News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, driving test instructors have voted overwhelmingly for industrial action following a row with the Road Safety Authority over insurance indemnity. FORSA has accused the Road Safety Authority of failing to ensure that testers are fully and unconditionally covered by the State Claims Agency while carrying out their duties. Brenda Bulger is the owner of Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda, tell us what's happening. Are you surprised that this dispute has come so far?
I actually am, because what's happening is when they get into the vehicle with the driving test candidates, they're relying on the honesty of the candidates to have their vehicle insured, which means that their indemnity is going to be extended by the driving test candidates' insurance cover, which isn't something, nothing's changed. So the RSA established since 2006, which is 20 years ago this year. And this has been the practice all the time. So when somebody goes in to do their driving test, they're given a declaration that they have to read and they have to sign it. And it states that they are fully insured and meet all the legal requirements to go out on the road and undertake the test. And there's no question as to providing evidence that they are actually insured. So when the tester is in the vehicle, he's covered by the driving test candidate's insurance.
Sorry to cut across you, but is this not easily sorted out? I mean, when you turn up for your driving test, can you not just make it an obligation you have to show that you're insured?
Well, that's what they're looking for, if they're not going to be covered by the indemnity. So none of us should have to go to work and have a question over whether or not we're insured by our employer.
Yeah, no, absolutely fair, yeah.
So is this the only incident where persons who are turning up for their driving test is where the employee is half covered by the employer and half covered by a member of the public? And what system do you put in place? Because, you know, someone who's going in to do their driving test is 17. Quite a lot of the time they're on mum and dad's insurance. Do they have to get a letter from the insurance company to state that they are currently insured to drive that vehicle? But you could take out a policy at 9 o'clock in the morning, receive your documentation, cancel your policy, have the disc on the windscreen, and then it looks, for all intent and purposes, like you are fully insured.
That's highly unlikely to happen, though, isn't it?
It's more common
than
you'd
imagine. Why would you cancel your health, your motor insurance?
I won't say a lot, but it is known that people will take out an insurance policy, receive the documentation, cancel the policy, and then drive around with the documents on the vehicle. Now, it's great that the Gardaí have the ability now that they can check a car, or that it gets checked automatically to see if it is insured when it drives past, because that's going to put a stop to a lot of that. But for the testers, we're conducting 1,000 tests, or just over 1,000 tests per day.
Okay.
So the knock-on
effect. So what's the solution to this?
The solution to this is going to have to be, I don't know, one of two things. It's going to have to be that the indemnity cover is put in place by the employer.
The state.
Or then that we're going to have to go ahead and have some kind of system in place where they can instantly check to see, is this person insured to drive this vehicle, which might run into some GDPR issues.
And final question, is this going to cause a delay, the longer waiting lists for tests, do you think, to strike potentially, if it does happen?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the Road Safety Authority have finally gotten to a place where they have been able to bring down those horrendous waiting times to reasonable waiting times. And with 1,000 tests a day and the testers going on strike, it is going to have a knock-on effect of increasing those waiting lists again.
Okay. All right. Brenda Bulger, owner of Bulger School of Motoring. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. You know what you know that scene in Godfather 3 where Michael goes, every time I think I'm out, they keep dragging me back.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.